Hang on a sec. Hi, welcome, Parent Talk, hashtag with Beverly. Welcome. We are doing this on the, what date is it? Sunday? And as usual, I am a black mother living in London with her two daughters.
Little
what?
Do you know, Anne, good to wait for you to answer.
Well, it's recorded.
You're slipping.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm a mum and we're based in London. I've got two daughters, 19 and 17, and we're not expert on anything, but anything that we share, which I'm doing, is just opinions, experiences around parenting in the hope that it helps another parent or someone somewhere. So hashtag does mean that we talk about anything. And for those of you who remember from the beginning of me starting my podcast, I've wanted to capture some conversations with my children. I know some people have forgotten that I even said that, while there's been a few who definitely have remembered. And they've been laughing, wondering if it would ever take place. Well, today is the day, isn't it, Jay?
Yeah.
So while I have had lots of talkies with them, and even I've captured some, I just couldn't edit. Remember when I tried to do the first one that we did, and we talked for a really long time, and then you would say to me, have you edited? Had you edited? And I couldn't edit it.
Yeah.
So it's been archived.
Oh.
I couldn't edit it. Okay. I didn't know how to use the thing. This is the thing. This one's a little bit.
We're going to need some help on that. It's fine then.
Why are you guys looking at me?
Because you're the person who can do those things. Anyway, I decided we're going to do a little Will and Smith and Jada Pinkett Red Table style session.
Oh, entanglement.
The only difference is you can only hear our voices, but I think our minds and our voices are more powerful.
And let the message be entangled.
Oh my God, there we go. So I did prepare a couple of questions, which I have given to you in advance, although Jade is like, you didn't give us enough time, Mum. It's okay, Jay. They don't know our last name, so we're cool for now. Do you know what I mean? It's cool. What do you want to be called? R and J?
Yeah.
Okay, RJ.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I did do some questions. So, but you know, at any point, if you decide that you want to do a different question or you want to talk about something else, then fair enough. And if you want me to pause, then I'll pause. You know what I mean?
And shout out to the listeners out here.
Yes, shout out to the listeners.
Because we're going to be talking.
Okay, so what's been your overall view of lockdown? J or R, whichever one wants to answer it first. R is my oldest, J is my youngest. That's
Jay.
You wrote, go on then.
Literally, I wrote three lines.
Go on, what'd you write then?
I wrote that it's been academically difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very difficult.
Mm-hmm. It's been very, very difficult. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that's my main, concern. Mm-hmm. It's also been, physically difficult in terms of, exercise and stuff.
Mm.
I have gained some pounds. Mm. But that's, something I can easily get rid of. But I think academically, I've struggled a bit.
Mm.
I need to catch up.
At the beginning, you were, on perfect. I wouldn't say perfect.
I was on a roll.
You was on a roll. Did you think that lockdown was just going to last about 3-4 weeks or something like that?
No. I was, determined. I was, I'm not going to be how I was before. Because mm-hmm. before, I never used to do, a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
But I was, I'm going to try my best to, push myself and be determined to do the work. So, the first month, I was, consistent and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then, mentally, I just couldn't.
Hmm. Well, I think you weren't going into school, you weren't seeing people,
mm-hmm.
Your lessons were online. So, look, even people who work, you know, their motivation, their mojo goes.
Mm.
You know, it's just about, and you know, I think, would you have preferred if I was on your case and just was like,
no,
you need to get up and do this, you need to do that, you need to do this?
Would,
no.
Because I would have rebelled and not done anything.
Yeah.
Because like, I had like freedom of choice. It wasn't like that bad.
Mm.
But I'm going back into the swing of things.
Mm. But there was a point where you were like,
forget this. Jump out of school.
No, I think there was definitely a point where you were kind of like, I'm overwhelmed, I've got lots of work to do, and you know, it's difficult to catch up.
Yeah.
And I mean, we were lucky, I think, that you had a laptop. The school had given you a laptop.
Yeah.
I think there, you know, some of the people I work with, some of the families I work with, they didn't have any. And so that just, I can't imagine what that's like.
Yeah.
For you know, for somebody, and even just using your mobile phone to do work,
mm-hmm.
I can't imagine how difficult that would be over a long period of time.
Yeah.
What was your response, R?
I put amazing, and then I put, and now I'm thinking eventful.
Hmm.
Because lockdown has literally been like the epitome of climbing a mountain and then skateboarding down it. Like, that was a weird, like, euphemism, but I don't know, it's been fun, because in the beginning it was all lovey-dovey, we were baking, we were cooking, we were being creative, me and Jay were on the Wii, we were doing our thing, and then I think in the middle, in between, it got a bit more, this is actually a bit boring, like, repetitive, waking up and feeling like we're not out in the world doing stuff or whatever. But I think ever since lockdown's kind of eased, we can go out, even if it's like for going for a walk, we're going to the park. So for me, lockdown's just been fun because it's just normal. Like, I like staying at home anyway. So,
well, you don't live at home
at the moment. But like, it's not like I'm one of those people that always have to be out. Like, I'm okay with being in the house with you guys. And because the house is big, we have space. So we know when to get together and when to go in our own rooms and stuff.
Mm.
So it hasn't been like prison or anything.
Mm. Do you think that you've been affected by kind of the news around what they've been talking about?
I don't watch the news. The last time I watched it was yesterday. That was it. I'm not really... I try not to watch it because sometimes it's just depressing.
Mm.
But, it's been fine. It's been great.
Can you name three specific challenges of lockdown for you? You've already said schoolwork. Was, you know, being able to do that was one. Rochelle, were there any challenges for you? Because remember, we've been in lockdown for a while.
I put finding a job. No, finding a job has definitely been a massive one for me. I feel like maybe my technique hasn't been the best, but obviously there are people that are furloughed and obviously people that have been working in companies that are going to be put before me. So that's been a challenge. I said being mentally positive, because obviously sometimes I just wake up and I feel like, oh, you know, I'm very grateful that I'm awake and I have you guys and we can like have good company and go out and stuff. Sometimes I wake up and I'm just like, this is just repetitive. Like, I wake up, I shower, try and get ready, read the Bible, and then if I don't have anything, then I'm just watching Netflix or something, and then I'm just like, oh, okay, time to go to bed, and then start it all over again. Mm. Whereas if it was a normal day, I'd be like, okay, I'll wake up, I actually have to go to uni, I have to study, I might meet a friend, go to the library, read a book. Like, I feel like I have a day that I'm doing something.
Mm-hmm.
So being mentally positive and just realising that it's not going to last long. And then the last one I wrote was repetition has been a major challenge. Which is the same thing, similar to the previous one.
Repetition.
I don't know. I feel like repetition's good, because it's good to have a routine. But then it's just like, when you feel like you're not doing anything, like there's no purpose with the things that you're doing, then it's just a bit negative. So then that kind of taps into the whole trying to stay positive.
I mean, well, we have redecorated the living room.
Oh, yeah, true.
We have redecorated your bedroom completely,
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We
like I'm in a cell.
You said you wanted the colour. Yeah, I mean, we now call the living room
psychiatric ward.
It's asylum because it's all white, but it's kind of very peaceful for me anyway. We've had the floor done and everything like that. We've been busy, even though you're saying repetitive. I mean, I think it's been important for us to have a routine, mm-hmm. to get up and get showered and dressed like we're going out.
That's something I've actually improved on.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm actually thankful that for lockdown, kind of, in that aspect, because before, it was literally like, I would wake up and, oh, I'm not going anywhere, I'm just going to stay in my house clothes, da 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 da. But now it's literally like, I wake up immediately, shower, do my hair, even if I know I'm not going anywhere, or I think I'm not going anywhere, I put on like, not jeans, but I put on like proper clothes, mm-hmm. and I chill around the house. So that even if someone's like, oh, you want to go to the park? I can be like, yeah, like I'm actually showered, I'm ready, I've had breakfast, I can go out. I think that is, I'm not as lazy as before.
I think for me, I wouldn't even say that we're lazy. I think it's been good, even for the cat to bleed, not here she comes, even for her. Because she has a routine, and we had a routine before lockdown. Because we'd get up, get ready. You'd go to school. You were already away at university, and I would get up, and I'd have to go to work and be leaving here to get to work by a certain time. And I think even though I was furloughed, I've been furloughed from one job, and I've been really thankful that I've got another job. I got the other work working with families. And I could do that from home. For me, the specific challenge, well, it's been a challenge and an opportunity, really, because I didn't think it was, I never, if you'd asked me to work from home, I would have been like, do what? I'm working with people. You can't work with people from home.
Yeah.
But I realised you can. If you've got the right resources, you can still work with people from home. Anyway.
The thing is, I don't know. It's
not about me.
It's a mixed emotion, because it's like, it's all in the mind, because it's like when we had our normal lives, some of us felt like we had purpose, even if we may not have like long-term visions or whatever, going out to work, going out there. Some of us who have office jobs and stuff like that, you know, waking up, getting office attire, going to the actual office, traveling on public transport, like that whole idea is that we're in the world, we're part of the world. So now that we're working at home and everything's nice because it's all online and stuff, it just feels like you're not a part of the world. Like, right. The world is going on, but you're not in it. So when I say, like, it's been a bit of a struggle in the sense, like, there's no routine and it doesn't feel like we're doing anything, it's because we're not outside the house, in the world, doing stuff, being with people, actively working with people. So that's just what that's where, like, it's just a bit confusing. Because it's all nice. Like, everything's amazing. You can stay in your house. You can do whatever you want. You can be on a Zoom meeting. Don't even have to show your face or anything, but you could be doing stuff in the background, which is nice. But I don't know, I think it's just because society has kind of had masked us with that, oh, you know, this is what you're supposed to do. You go to work and you go in, be part of the society, be part of like the economy, stuff like that. So it's like when you're not a part of it, it's like, okay, so what's the purpose of like living, if you get what I mean? Like, I don't know how to explain it. It's not like that like you do have a purpose, because obviously you're working from home and you're making money. But I just think it's just different when you're out there.
Yeah, well, it's like anything. You know? It's like anything, really. I mean, if you say you're going out with a guy and you're only in your house and you never literally go out with them, are you really going out with them? Or is it a virtual? Is it a virtual romance? Yeah, exactly.
That's what I mean. Like, there's a blurred line between the virtual world and reality.
There's a whole heap of things we could say about that, but I mean, you know, those are your three things.
Oh yeah, what are yours, Jade?
Jade said, she said it was at the beginning. So what's it been like?
I tried to open an alcohol bottle with my belt, and I've just literally bruised my nail. Hurts. Sorry, it's not part of it.
It's fine. You're 19. You can talk about alcohol.
You're old enough.
Well, 17. There's people who go take their kids to pubs when they're 14.
We're not in Turkey.
Yeah, we're not in Turkey. Turkey Turkey was a different experience.
Yeah.
You know, you're on holiday and every, you know, the community and family are much more not segregated, divided just, like they are here.
At the moment.
What would you like me to do,
nothing,
sweetheart?
Nothing, don't worry. Sorry, it's not part of it. Continue, love.
So I think the other question was, what's it been like in lockdown with your mum?
I said, sorry.
So hang on, this is the 19-year-old. You get your chance, don't worry.
I said, it has been fun. I love your company. She cooks, she bakes.
Okay, so it's my food. Okay, that's fine.
No, I said your company as well. Like,
she playing with the mouse. Oh, Bella.
I feel like we're very easygoing. Like, we can all just be in a room and just talk, you know, about your experiences and advice that we have. It's been fun. Like, if you weren't here, I'm telling you, you're the mood of the house.
Yeah, I think I've learned more about you.
Yeah.
A lot more about you that I didn't know before. Made me appreciate you a bit more. I appreciate you already, but that came across as like I did. It's made me appreciate you a bit more. A lot more. Yeah.
You mean I've let some secrets out?
Not even that. Like I don't know, like before, because I didn't see you as much, if I'm honest. Like, I would go to school, you'd go to work, and then it'd be like, come home, I'm busy doing my schoolwork, you go out, do your sports activities and stuff. So it wasn't like I saw you all the time. But like, now I see you more, I see like, oh, mum actually does stress, like she does get stressed, or mum like is always on the phone, like talking to people, or like, mum's like such a helpful person. Like, I knew you were helpful and giving, but I didn't realise how generous you were. But like, I've learnt more, a lot more about you, like as a person. Not only as a mother.
See, I've learned how you can throw it down in the kitchen. Sorry, that is very like misogynistic. But oh my god, you can cook, you can bake. I just love the energy that you have. Like, you know, when you're in the kitchen playing music and you're making us a carrot cake and then you're all together.
And it's like a surprise as well.
Yeah.
I come down, I'm like, what's that smell? And you're like, oh, I made you cookie. I'm like, hold on, what?
What?
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. No, it's been really fun. Yeah. I feel like you're just, it's hard because you're not really, you are a mum, but you're also like a best friend.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, chill.
You're like a sister.
Yeah, but you still have that like boundary of, you know, the authority and hierarchy and all of that stuff, but it hasn't been like burdensome, it's been fun, and I feel like you're just so respectful, because even when you're stressed, you still give us time. When we want to speak to you, it's either, okay, no, not now, not the moment, or it's like,
I'm going to put down on myself, got my undivided attention.
Yeah, and it's nice. You know, it's really nice. So it's been very, very fun.
We've gotten closer as a collective.
I'm glad that we brought you back home, Rosh.
Okay, that sounds like she went to heaven.
Well, you know, you were in another place. I mean, you were at university and, you know, you were in lockdown for about a month by yourself. So I'm kind of glad that, you know, we're all together. I'm really appreciative. I really appreciate the fact that we have space, because when we do get on each other's nerves, we can go to our separate rooms.
Well, I can't, but yeah.
No, you can, but we just love your, we like your room.
It's like a routine. I wake up, I get ready, lay on my bed. Michelle wakes up and comes and plops herself on my bed. Or like, even like when we have like a little argument, or like a little disagreement, and I'll be like, okay, I'm going to bed then. And I think she's down here watching TV. She comes upstairs and just in my room, I'm thinking, we literally just had a disagreement. What are you doing?
Why are you in my space?
I'm lighting in the mood.
Sorry. And when we go for a walk, she tries to change the subject. And then she was like, oh, never mind then. You know what? I was just trying to lighten the mood. But you know, you want to be like this. I said, what do you mean you're talking about looking in the car? I'm thinking,
you know, but I think it's been good to have company, and you know, it's made me remember some of my friends who live alone and do not have company. And also, I've got friends who've got so many people in their house, they really wish to God that they could be on their own. You understand what I mean? So it's just knowing, I think, knowing when to give you space.
Yeah, I'm actually sorry because I don't give Jay space. Because she used to tell me, oh, I like your company, like your presence. So that's why I just go in her room and I just stand there sometimes. And she's on her phone, I'm just standing there like, okay. She can chill, but at least my presence is there. Mm-hmm. But I do need to work on that because when we do have a disagreement, because when we have a disagreement, in my head I'm thinking, that's not how I would want to be treated. So let me go upstairs and try and make amends. But then I'm battling because my pride is like, no, she's in the wrong. Mm-hmm. So then I just stand there and I'm like, okay. And then hopefully the mood gets lined up and then we're good.
And it never does because in my head I'm thinking, why are you standing there? You're not going to say something.
No, but yeah, sorry. No, but.
And
yeah.
I leave you to it.
Yeah.
No one comes in the room because it's like fog. Essence.
That's only because I've got the what's it? The
diffuser
on, yeah.
I
know, but no, but yesterday my lungs on the
like I don't think you realise from the corridor to your room, Mum, I feel like I walked through ash, like it wasn't working out.
It's the lung diffuser, okay? So all it does is it just makes it easier for my lungs to breathe.
Yeah, I know. Even the cat's
not. No, but lockdown with you.
Yeah, but the cat was in my room. The cat, look, she's always in my room. And even if she's not in my room, you guys, now that I've put the carpet in my room so she can't just, well, she can bloody push the door.
Yeah.
She pushes the door, she comes in, right? She's doing her own thing. And even when I shut the door thinking she won't get in, you guys open the door and let her in.
Because what do you prefer? Her being in your room and not causing havoc, or her scratching up my carpet, like the line between my carpet and the passage.
Is she scratching up yours?
Yeah, and she scratches my wall and my door. I have scratch marks.
Yeah, but she scratches the door and she pushes my door to
your door's
anyway.
The only door she can't push in. When it's properly closed.
She can get in the room. The cat.
No, she can get in. I think she's her bum, you know. Because I hear banging. And I'm thinking, what is that? I proper banging. It's like, it starts off as like little scratches. But then it goes to like pound, pound. And I'm thinking like someone's trying to get her in. And I know it's her. And then she just comes in.
Listen,
strong
the
cat.
The cat has got the run of the house. We think we run things. It ain't.
No, but it's actually been funny. Like those times when you'd be like, night, I'm going to bed. And then at 3 o'clock, I hear you playing music. 3 a.m. Are you playing music in your room?
I am playing music. If you've just joined us, you've joined the podcast, welcome. I'm here. You're still with Parent Talk, hashtag with Bev. I am talking to my daughters, R and J, although they keep saying their names, that meant no sense. And we're just talking about lockdown, their point of view, the things that we've learned, the positives. Whatever, yeah. And you've just joined us because we've just been talking about how the cat run things, even though we think we do. So anyway, and you can catch this on iTunes, Spotify, and Google. So you know, look out for it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we have learned to, and because I'm more vegan, vegetarian, or pescatarian, or whatever the thing is, I'm not eating meat.
Yeah.
I've used the time to really experiment with different foods, and without you realizing it, you have been live guinea pigs. Okay, yeah,
we realized.
We knew about this.
We knew. You know that fake chicken? I knew it was fake.
I told you it was fake.
I didn't say anything because I knew.
I told you it was fake chicken, not fake chicken.
No,
I told you
never
it
told
was...
her. You never told her. You just
didn't
said
I tell her?
I went upstairs and I was like, "Mom made stir fry," and that's it.
No, not that one. That was tofu.
Yeah.
No, I'm not talking about that one.
No, she thought.
Are you talking about that?
Yeah, she thought it was chicken.
Okay.
I don't know how else to believe it because I saw you open the tofu, but I was thinking, there's no way she's making that for me. When Michelle said stir fry, I thought you made specific stir fry for me. But then I was eating and I was like, wait a damn minute.
Okay.
If 2 plus 2 is 4, if 5 plus 5 is 10, what is this? Because I was like, I said, Mum never puts this much chicken in the stir fry. I said, what is this? And then I broke it and I was like,
it's fake.
What
is it, cake?
No.
No, but you ate it.
Yeah, it tasted really good.
It was good.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the burger.
That as well.
You ate that. You ate all of those burgers, Jade.
Yeah, I know.
And they're not burgers. This is it's a total vegan. It was wheat, a particular gluten wheat that you can season up just like meat. But also the cakes that I've made were all vegan based, you know. So you were, but I've learned a lot.
Of course.
From the cooking. Mm-hmm. Less is more. And you know, we can do with lots of other stuff. Anyway, what was another question that I sent to you? Because I give you the option.
What sort of three positive things about lockdown for you?
I think it's the same question, but in a different way. What were the challenges, I said, and what?
And now what are the positive things? Three positive experiences. I said Bible studies. I've been getting really close to the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Online things, everything's online, like the Disney Plus adding more movies, Netflix adding more movies, that's been fun. Because, and then also on Amazon Kindle, there's like 1,000 free books that wouldn't have been free before that are free. So you know, all the benefits, online benefits, have been very good.
Mm.
And again, space in the house with the fam.
Mm-hmm.
Mine's mostly just academic. I've realized I'm a bit more independent than I thought. Because I've taken my own initiative to like make sure my schoolwork is done and make sure that my grades don't slip or fall behind.
Mm.
I've also like taken it upon myself to like apply to more things, and I feel like because it's all virtual right now, I can fit more thing. I can fit a lot more in,
mm-hmm.
like in my day. Like before, it would be like I've got to travel here. So I can only do like one thing, two things per day. But now it's like I can join this seminar and then I can go in this webinar and then I can join this debate. I think it is like that has helped. That has been a very positive thing in lockdown. I've also realised we have a lot to talk about that I didn't realise before. I have a lot of weird questions that you guys know I ask all the time.
Yes, we do.
But it's good because it's like questions. It's like, I know you guys, but I feel like I know you better because I've asked these weird questions now. Mm. And because I kind of have a gist of like your routine, like I can kind of sense when mum's like not in the mood. So I'm like, okay, let me just leave. So I think that's been positive as well. And my 2020 vision board, at the beginning of lockdown, I was thinking there's no way I'm going to achieve any of these.
Mm.
And I've gotten A's in my subjects. I got my provisional license, which she had to send back, but I still got it. And then one of them was like, eat healthy, eat more healthy. I've been eating healthier, drink more water. My skin was glowing, you know, tan, summer vibes. And then like I've spent more time with family, and then I've been able to like treat myself as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's been positive. Those are.
So when I came back after doing the vision board workshop and I said, you need to get a vision board, and you were like, oh, why? Just because you've learned something new doesn't mean I have to. That's the kind of vibe I was getting.
Yeah.
But look, 6 months in, we can look back at the vision board and we can see,
yeah.
I know you haven't got one, Rochelle, but you know, but we can see, because I got things on my vision board that I have on my phone, I have it on my laptop, and you know, I look back at it and I'm like, yes, I'm healthier, yes, I've lost weight, yes, I started the podcast, yes, I'm eating healthy, yes, I'm balancing my time a bit more. Do you know what I mean? And it's just like this, you mentioned in the vision board about you, because when she did her vision board, all I saw was trainers.
That's all mum wanted to see. That's all you wanted to see.
Yeah, I haven't studied it. There's a lot of
I think I've thought more long term, because I thought about grade. Obviously I haven't been able to travel, so that's not yet.
Not yet.
But I've like been eating healthy, whether I realise it or not. Apparently my hair's been growing.
Yes, it has.
My skin, I recently saw my friend, she was like, oh my gosh, your skin's like so nice. I was like, really? She was like, yeah, what did you do? I said, nothing. I've just been drinking water.
Yeah.
So I feel like gradually, I haven't been realising it, but I have been fulfilling my vision board. And only when I've like recently looked back, like looked at it, because it's on my wall, only recently when I've looked at it, I've realised I've done that. But I don't want to take it off yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I've done that. I just need to be more consistent.
Mm. Well,
but the trainers, they will be gone.
They will be coming. I know. I know. Rush?
What? I ain't got no vision board.
I ain't got no vision board.
I haven't got
yet. Yet.
I ain't got any vision board, mate. No, I'm joking.
What I told you, the positive.
Yes, I know.
But, you know, anybody listening out there, if you need an employee, let me know. You know, just hit down.
And I think it's more urgent. You feel the pressure more because you are at university and you're trying to balance studying and some work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I feel the pressure because I am at the transition age, trying to sort my life out.
And the reality is, the last question I was going to ask, you know, do you have any thoughts or concerns or things you're looking forward to now that lockdown has eased? And, you know, there's lots of people who are going to be feeling a little bit apprehensive
mm-hmm.
about the lockdown.
I think that...
Easing, I mean.
I think that I've taken freedom for granted.
Mm.
I think, no, literally, because I feel like... Because I had an option, oh, I can go outside or I can stay in. It was like, I just want to stay in. I don't really want to go out. But I feel like lockdown has kind of taught me, no, you need to go out. Take every opportunity you have. If you want to start a business, start it. Whatever you want, because life is way too short. I think after lockdown, everything I would like to do with Shall Our Business, we're doing it. Because like this, me staying in the house, I've been like, yeah, I like staying in the house and I feel as though I'm a homebody, as some may say.
Mm.
But I really want to get out. Mm. Like, now I don't have a choice to get out. I really want to get out. So the fact that lockdown's now easing up, you guys have seen this entire week I've been out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking opportunities to go out. Everything that flies my way, I'm taking it. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said my concerns was for the second wave because I feel like there's only like a few good Samaritans who actually follow the lockdown rules and everybody else didn't. And even though lockdown's been eased, there's still people out there that aren't wearing masks or following the 2 meter distance.
Yeah. You mean like your mother? Not wearing masks.
I mean, you are social distancing. So.
Yeah, social distance.
And plus, you wear the mask, you just don't wear it all the time because obviously you can't breathe.
I can't breathe in it. I wore it. You saw the evidence. I tried.
But there's people out there congregating, like having block parties and stuff like we're not ready for yet. So I was a bit worried about the second wave. But, you know, can't be too scared about that. And then I said the economy, which is a bit of a different one. But I feel like because everything's been shut down and money hasn't really been invested in certain companies and areas, I feel like that's a big concern.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because most of the money that I spent was for leisure or going out or shopping and stuff like that. And then now, don't really have to, but... I don't know. I'm just worried about how businesses are gonna keep themselves up.
Mm-hmm. I think change. I think
mm-hmm.
change. I think trying to parent you guys according to. I've never really tried to parent you lot to prepare you for the world that I grew up in,
mm-hmm.
because I grew up in it and it's gone. It's moved on. I would think I was trying to prepare you to be global citizens. That's why I was saying it was important for you to speak another language, mm-hmm. why, you know, you needed to...
Sorry, I'm excited. Continue.
Why are you excited?
I'm learning Dutch.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but, you know, so, but I was trying to prepare you for a future that I couldn't see.
Yeah.
But I was trying to say, you know, be adaptable, you know, have a good work ethic. When you say you're going to do something or you're going to take opportunities as they come, mm-hmm. take them. And we did take a lot of opportunities, but then I can't tell you what the next 6 months or the next year is going to be like, because I think there's been a major shift in the way in which people are relating to each other, the way in which the economy, the way in which we look at money, the way in which you look at work.
You know what we call that?
What?
The snowball effect.
Yeah. Okay,
what's the snowball?
Psychology. And then this is going to lead into crypto amnesia. But
to what?
Social crypto amnesia, when people know that change happened, but they don't remember how it happened.
Yeah.
So, like, people know about the civil rights movement,
they know that the change happened, but they didn't remember the process
or the events that, led up to it.
Well, I remember lockdown. Yeah. What I'm going to take from it is the fact that we have really come together but also been separate.
Mm-hmm.
That there's been a shift in the way in which we've done things and we've adapted and we've been flexible.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still more to come.
A lot more.
Mm.
Yes. Yeah, so to the listeners, if anybody's looking for an employee, let me know.
Well, you know, I have got some more people who want to be interviewed. I want to say thanks very much to my guests. I know that there's other types of you know, we can talk about boys, we can talk about, well, they're not boys, they're men.
We
talk about everything, but we don't record it. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm sure that some people will be interested in your perception and the way in which I talk to you about certain
things. But basically what I'm saying is I'm trying to link it back to the parent power. Basically, mum has been a great parent. She's given us space, freedom, love, good food.
Yeah.
You know?
Emphasis on the good food.
But that's what it's all about. It's about taking things step by step, you know, giving your kids space. And, you know, lockdown's been great for us. We hope that it's good for you guys too. If you have any questions, link in the description below.
Oh my gosh. You're looking for a job, are you? I think she is. So, anyway, thanks so much for, you know, being on, Flies on the Wall while you've been listening to us chatter.
Thank you for taking time out of the day.
Yeah, thanks for taking time to listen to us jabber on.